Concours Agricom 2004, épreuve d'anglais oral, texte numéro 14. Stitched up by the Kipper generation. 7 million over 18s still live, says Suzanne Barnes grimly. She is always helping herself to some titbit I'd been saving for dinner, and she puts empty milk cartons back. The phone is another ordeal. She's always tying up the line, yakking to her mates, but when I complained, she rolled her eyes and told me to buy a mobile. And she borrows all my clothes without asking and then leaves them at friends' houses. Barnes, 60, from Oxford, is not talking about an annoying flatmate, but about her 27-year-old daughter Maggie, who has been living with her since she graduated from university 5 years ago. A marketing consultant, Maggie is one of a growing number of KIPPERS, the newly coined acronym standing for Kids in Parents' Pockets Eroding Retirement Savings. Until recently, the only people who lived at home after the age of 18 were members of the royal family, Italians and spinster daughters from Anita Bruckner. But today, according to Prudential, the financial services group that commissioned a study on the phenomenon, nearly 7 million children over 18 are still living with their parents, of whom 2 million are over 30 and 1 million over 36. Meanwhile, their parents are finding their dreams of cruises and timeshares evaporating as their carefully accumulated savings are gobbled up by gargantuan supermarket and phone bills. While they left home for a job or university at 18, married in their early 20s and had several children of their own by 30, at the same age, the Kipper generation are more likely to be found slumped on their mum's sofa, slurping orange juice out of the carton while flicking between MTV and the Hollyoaks omnibus. Student loans, extortionate property prices, and a trend for people to marry later have all combined to create a generation of adults unable or often unwilling to fly the nest. And why should they, when 60% pay their parents no rent at all? Of those that do, one-third are charged less than £95 a week, a rate far below the market price, and that often includes bills, meals, laundry, and cleaning services. Yet for every kipper in dire financial straits is another who simply prefers to spend their earnings on clothes